If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number three, hour three from the Audio Dojo. We break up the baseball talks for some little football talk right now. And what is your position on the Florida Gators quarterback, Anthony Richardson, who is said to have had a dazzling pro day performance in front of NFL scouts? How do you explain the over-the-top pro day coverage? There's a whole cottage industry around the Pro Bowl or the pro days, these college pro days. And where do you see Anthony Richardson being drafted? As we are heading into April this weekend, the NFL draft at the end of the month, where do you see this cat being drafted? We'll get to all of that and much more, including lame jokes of the week. Here it is, our number three. The next big thing. If you buy the hype, the next big thing, welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, hobnobbers, as we traverse the peaks and valleys, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and wonderfully powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the cookware. As we keep the pot boiling all night under the cover of darkness and powered by moonlight, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Talked a lot of baseball. But our lead this hour comes from the NFL. We'll get back to the baseball conversation in a bit. But we know where our bread is buttered, and that is pigskin. Our bread is buttered with pigskin. Now, the big story bouncing around the echo chamber of football in the pigskin world is out of Gainesville, Florida, the college campus of the Florida Gators football team, their workout facility. And that was the backdrop where Anthony Richardson worked out. Who? You're not a draft, Nick, if you don't know Anthony Richardson. You're not a draft nerd if you don't know that name. But he is the quarterback who did not play all that well in college and now is being projected as a first-round pick. So if you didn't hear about this, maybe not. I was sleeping when it happened, but I was able to watch some of the clips online when I woke up. We are told that Anthony Richardson not only went out and worked out in his underwear for NFL scouts, but he dazzled the onlookers at the Gators indoor practice facility as he was slinging that football here, there, and everywhere. There were three NFL head coaches at least that were on hand. Frank Reich of the Carolina Panthers, Pete Carroll of the Seahawks, and Doug Peterson of Jacksonville were there. There were a bunch of highfalutin executives, general manager types, scouting types all over the place. And they were all hanging out, watching the workout of not only the quarterback, but a bunch of other players from Florida as well, mostly looking for that diamond in the rough. Got to find the diamond in the rough. So let us discuss the question: what is your position on Anthony Richardson's wow pro day? I've got Whopper, Seacrest, and charcuterie board. And we'll combine all of these things together, and we are going to make some hot talk. Hot talk. That's what we're doing. So first of all, we have become numb to the pro day spectacles. This has become a new thing. Each year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually it's just going to explode and there'll be lard flying everywhere. It's wild to me that these events still have the viral power and seemingly get bigger and bigger and bigger in a pocket of time this time of the year. Now, Anthony Richardson, I have nothing against the guy. I don't know him. His selling point, based on what I've been reading and what I've been seeing, is athleticism, size. He's got a bazooka arm, possesses that rocket launcher, and you love it. Throw the ball deep down the field. In the carefully choreographed ecosystem that is a pro day on a college campus, Richardson let it all hang loose. He's not worried about anything. Certainly not would-be defenders indoors at the Florida Gators practice facility. And what I saw and everything that I've been told and read, he painted a masterpiece. It was a Michelangelo out there on the field. Richardson, depending on which report you believe, the report I believe, he attempted 62 passes in front of the scouts. He completed 55 of the 62. He was throwing darts here, rainbow passes dropping into the breadbasket over there, putting an exclamation point on his performance there as he casually completed a 70-yard pass play and then did some cartwheels down the field. Looked like there were some cheerleaders there also. I don't know what they were doing there. But he was tumbling like an all-star. So my reaction, whoop-dee-damn-do. That is my reaction. I am not impressed. I am not impressed. And I roll my eyes. I'll tell you why. It's the Whopper. It's the Whopper on the boob tube. You never look at a commercial for food. You don't. Because when you get that food, it is nothing like the commercial. Like, I used to eat a ton of fast food back in my big eating days. The fast food menu items, you know what where I'm going with this. They're notorious because you watch a commercial, you see an ad online, they look delicious. And then when you go to the drive-thru, and you order the meal that you were looking at on a website or on television, they let you down 100% of the time. Why? Well, it's kind of obvious. They have food stylists, and there's some really crazy videos on the YouTube, on the internet, if you go down that rabbit hole on how they make those commercials. And I've read some stories on this. I've watched a number of those videos because I'm a loser, and I'm into that kind of stuff, how they market products. And they use undercooked beef patties to make those fast food burgers look so good and make them look moist and plump. And they actually add the grill marks after they cook the burger. They puff them up. The sesame seed buns are not what you might think they are. They use sponges out of the microwave to create steam to make it look like the burger's steaming. And they use toothpicks to place the lettuce and the tomato and the pickles and all that in a certain way so they look appetizing. All the tricks. They use wax. They mix in wax in the barbecue sauce so it has a little bit of a pop to it. But the same with a pro day. The pro day is wax in the barbecue sauce. It's a toothpick holding the tomato and the pickle. That's what it is. There's no defense. Everything is planned out. You're in your happy place. You're in a place that you played college football and you practiced every day. It's not indicative of real life. It's not. And one of the ways I relate to this, working in the radio business, and we've been at Fox Sports Radio for a very long time. In the early days of Fox Sports Radio, they hired somebody to work at this company who had the most amazing demo tape you could possibly have. How do I know that? My boss told me that. They were bragging. This person's so amazing. Oh, my God. You know, I was like, kind of spitting a loogie in my face, the boss, no longer at the company, by the way, but they were like, oh, this person's amazing, greatest demo I've ever seen and all that stuff. We hired this guy. Oh, man, he's worked in all these big cities. So they hired the guy based on the demo tape. The guy got to Fox Sports Radio. He walked in, is the single most famous line ever stated in that building, the mothership of Fox Sports Radio. He walks in, he looks at all the buttons, he looks at all the different gadgets and gizmos and whatchamacallits and thingamajigs that you have to know how to use when you work at Fox Sports Radio. He looked at all this and he compared it to running the space shuttle. He compared it to the space shuttle, but he had the greatest tape of all time. And that's the way I look at these pro days. It's like, yeah, it's fine, but it's not based on anything that matters to me. I'd rather see you dominate on the field in college and then go out and suck in the pro day. I'd rather draft you that way than vice versa. Now, second, how do you explain, in general, the over-the-top pro day coverage? So I call it stargazing, isn't what I call it. Not belly button gazing, stargazing. Like Ryan Seacrest should work at the NFL Network as MC. It's American Idol, the football version. You're trying to find the next superstar. You don't want to miss out on the big, shiny object at quarterback. You're willing to overlook all the flaws, all the incomplete passes, all the missed opportunities, the imperfections. Because Richardson is zinging the ball around against air inside a practice bubble in Florida, and he wasn't perfect. He actually hit the roof of the building with one of his throws. But let's see him actually go out and replicate that in a game against the Chiefs or the Bengals or the Bills. You see, I'm Benny Buzzkill on this one. We have seen too many players over the years drafted because the scouts start wagging their tongues. They're all excited. It's the measurables. It's the measurables. That's stupid. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, da, dum, dum, dum. That's what it is. And then when the player arrives, they can't get it done for a myriad of reasons when it actually matters. And my examples are Zach Wilson, Johnny Manziel, who was actually a good college player, but had some quality workouts, and Jamarcus Russell. That's old school. Jamarcus Russell. What do I know? I just do the overnight show. All right, final thought. So where do you see Anthony Richardson being drafted? Don't really care about the pro day. Wasn't that good at Florida. I've seen stories saying that he's going to be a top three pick in the draft. I don't believe that. I believe he will be drafted in the first round. It's far-fetched to think that he'll be a top five pick in the draft. At this point, based on the evidence that I have, Anthony Richardson will be a top 15 pick. And if you're listening in Seattle, you might want to get out your prayer beads. It sounds like the Seahawks are the most interested, but Richardson's met with a number of teams, including the Raiders and the Carolina Panthers, who have the number one pick in the draft. And he will be the beneficiary of a fundamental flaw in the NFL. They continue to suffer from a supply chain issue at quarterback. And the way scouting works, and we know this from watching our football over the years and being meathead football fans, Anthony Richardson is the football version of a charcuterie board. He is. Scouts look at a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a whole lot of that, and you look at a charcuterie board. Usually they've got meats and cheeses on there, but sometimes you've got fresh and dried vegetables. You've got different kinds of nuts. Some people like the olives. I don't like the olives. They've got honeys and jams and all that nonsense. But that's what he is. He's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You imagine if everything goes right, this guy's going to be a juggernaut. He's going to be running through people and running over people, and it's going to be wild. He's a little wooden sampler platter. Problem is, there's also a warning label right there. It says buyer beware is what it says. Buyer beware, because Anthony Richardson is raw. He's crude. Only starting 13 games. Wobbly under live fire. Madly inaccurate. The most important skill is accuracy. This guy is a scattershot quarterback. Completed 53% of his passes in the Southeastern Conference. Only attempted 393 total passes his entire time in Gainesville. But what about the 70-yard throw? What about the body built like Adonis? Yeah. Because we all know, watching the NFL for years, that the most common throw in a regular season game is a 70-yard Hail Mary down the field. It is not a 10 to 20-yard throw within 10 to 20 yards of the line of scrimmage, often within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, or throwing between defensive players in the middle of the field. Those throws never happen. It's always the 75-yard chuck it and duck it. That's the most popular throw. Unless, not quite. It's Ben Maller's show on Fox. You want to comment on any of that, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. You can be part of the show. That's at Ben Maller. And join the Festivus of Talk. And we're on Twitter, at Ben Maller, as I said. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the show that way. We've got Lame Jokes of the Week coming up a little bit later in the hour. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here it is, the Maller Riddle of the Day. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce was recently asked to name all of the blank and couldn't do it. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce was asked recently to name all of the blank and could not do it. Could not do it. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Yeah, I've had guys.
What does that even mean?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Ben Maller Show. It's in the air and everywhere, so don't be late. Our monologue is coming soon. When Ben begins to blow, the show stars Big Ben Maller.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Arriba, arriba, arriba. Andale, andale, andale. Epa!
And all live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Raz quit the band. Will Raz show up at the May Maller meet and greet in Minnesota? We'll find out. Hopefully. It'd be nice to meet him. Time to pay off the Maller Riddle of the Day. The Maller Riddle of the Day. Then we'll get to the calls. We've got lame jokes later in the hour. Here's the Maller Riddle of the Day. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce was recently asked to name all the blank and couldn't do it. Could not do it. That is the riddle of the day. What is the answer? And let's see. Eloy from Compton says, that's easy, Big Ben. He didn't know the last time the Donkeys beat them, he says. Who else do we have? Page down. Can't read that on the air. Bean Boot Maker Bob said all 26 letters of the alphabet was the problem. Rob in Vegas, Kelce could not name all the members of One Direction. Who else? Page down. Late night drug tester says he could not name the last guest on the Fifth Hour podcast. Ain't my fault, man. I don't book the guest. My man Danny G likes to just do the podcast. He does not want to book guests. Who else do we have? Ferg Dog says the answer to the Maller Riddle is all of the Ben Maller Show callers. That is the answer. Nick in Wisconsin says, let's see here, can't read that. I said, all right, he saw what I was talking about. Bad job by him. Page down. Maller Prop Guy says, Travis Kelce could not name all of the Fox Sports Radio hosts, update anchors, producers, and technical directors like Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Kelce was just asked to name all of the steroids that he's taken but could not do it. That's a low blow. How dare you? Donkey Sausage says he cannot name all the Fox Sports Radio hosts, which I don't think I could name all the Fox Sports Radio hosts, and I work here. Page down. A National Lampoon Movies, guest by Rob the Goatman. In Iowa, let's see, we have all of Santa's reindeer, guessed by Callaghan Tim. Greg, the real estate guy from Baltimore, says Travis Kelce was asked to name all the colors of the rainbow and was unable to pull that off. All the emojis on his phone, guessed by Alf, the alien opiner. Shane in Des Moines says to answer all of the Maller Militia, to name all the Maller Militia, was unable to do that. See, can't read that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, guessed by disgruntled Viking Rube as his answer. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, he could not name all of the Fast and Furious movies.
Well, that's impossible to name. Nope, the correct answer. It turns out that Travis Kelce, Hall of Fame tight end for your Kansas City Chiefs, on his fledgling podcast, was unable to name all of the head coaches in the NFL. There was that photo from the owners' meetings this week in Arizona. They had the coaches' photo. And Travis Kelce, who's played for the NFL for years, could not name all of the coaches. Now, he said he's not good with names. So his brother, Jason Kelce, said, okay, just name the teams. He couldn't do that. He missed. You want to take a guess, Eddie, how many teams he got wrong out of the 32 teams in the NFL? How many coaches he got wrong?
I'll say he got 10 wrong.
Close. He was 8 off. He got 8 wrong. He did not know the names of 8 coaches in the NFL. Do you know all the names of the coaches in the NFL, Eddie?
I think so.
You do? Right now? You want me to quiz you?
Sure.
All right. Now, Roberto, make sure he's not cheating, Roberto. No cheating. Are you looking at a Coop? Here we go. On the spot, rapid fire, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Eddie.
Oh, they got a new coach. Damn it. Who replaced Cliff Kingsbury?
Oh, come on, Eddie. This is the first one.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one.
It's one of the Eagles guys, right? It was one of the Eagles assistants.
Yeah, one of the Eagles guys. Goofed on this guy.
Shane Steichen?
No.
No.
The other guy.
The other guy. The other guy.
Who's the coach of the Bills?
Oh, McDermott. Sean McDermott.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Cincinnati Bengals?
Zach Taylor.
You got that one right.
AFC North.
Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns is,
AFC North.
I see his face in my, he's got the
AFC
beard.
North.
He's got the beard there. Crap.
Crap. Is Crap the coach?
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, I know it too, Coop. I'm blanking on it.
Is
Go ahead.
Viking assistant?
Who is it, Coop?
Stefanski?
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski. That's right. Here's a hard one, Eddie, the coach of the Chargers.
Yeah, that's,
Oh, wait a minute.
Bozo
the Clown. Yeah. No? Oh, my God.
Eddie, your
wife.
Serious,
Eddie?
Divorced
you,
Eddie.
Eddie.
Blanking him.
Eddie.
It's because hockey season, that's why.
Is yeah, a super maybe fan I'm, of the team, Eddie.
I'm locked into hockey.
Oh, my God. Eddie's going to lose his. You're going to lose your Thunder Stick privileges, Eddie.
I can see him in my head right now.
That does not help, Eddie.
I can see him, unfortunately, doing that thing where he was on all fours.
Well, yeah, it was thrusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Eddie.
Eddie's good thing his wife right doesn't now. Listen to the show.
And I'm sure no one will let Mrs. Garcia know that this is happening. Eddie, you got 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds.
Oh, Staley?
Brandon Staley.
Brandon Staley.
Eddie, you have failed the game. I think the game
Pittsburgh Steelers,
ended.
Eddie.
Hardest one, Eddie. Coach of the Patriots. Go ahead, Eddie. Right now.
I think it's Bill Belichick.
Nah, he stopped trying a couple years ago. He gave up.
Mike Tomlin.
Hey, there you go. And that ends our Spur of the Moment Name That Coach game.
How about hockey? Can we do hockey?
Oh, I couldn't name. I can name one coach in hockey, the coach of the Flyers. I could do that.
I don't think I can name any coach. Is John Tortorella the coach of the Flyers?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
That's about it. That's my hockey. I used to be able to name all the coaches, but that was long ago in a different life. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on, and we'll take some calls. We also have the lame jokes of the week. But right now, let's get back over to Eddie Garcia, get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight.
Too many names to remember. Who can
that
remember all these names?
Way too many names.
We used to have a game show about that.
Yeah. Should we bring that back?
No.
I liked it, but I mean, I don't know.
I liked it, but the problem was
everybody sucked at it.
Yes.
Well, yes. To be fair, I mean,
and it's even harder now. It hasn't. It's not like it's gotten easier. It's even harder now than it was when we did it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This from college football. They got prime fever, apparently, in Boulder, Colorado. Apparently, the spring football game for the University of Colorado with their new head coach, Deion Sanders, has been sold out. 45,000 tickets to watch the spring game for Colorado. Last year, less than 2,000 fans attended the spring game. So I guess they're really excited to see Deion with a whistle and walk around on the sidelines. I can't imagine why this would be that exciting.
First of all, but, Colorado football sucked for 20 years, so it's not like they've had anything good there in Colorado football-wise. They've been
well, I understand
fast.
Showing up for the real games, of course, but the spring game?
Deion is a marketing maven. The guy's going around wearing cowboy hats. He's
so
fully embraced the Buffalo culture.
Spend your time to go out there and watch Deion walk around in a cowboy hat?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Man, okay.
Oh, People got a lot of free time, I guess. I don't know. What else are you going to do?
Something else other than that.
A guy in Baltimore is upset, Eddie. Is that he wants you to make sure you learn how to pronounce the name of the Orioles catcher because he says this guy's a big deal. And with Lamar Jackson possibly leaving Baltimore, my
Adley
guy sports
Rushman.
With, yeah, Adley Rushman is the guy's name, Eddie.
He's Rushman. The guy I told Coop to draft in his fantasy keeper baseball league, and he didn't listen to me.
See, now you're just bragging, Roberto. You're just bragging about your baseball.
They said on the highlight it was Rushman.
Not Rushman.
That's Adley not how they pronounced Rushman. It on the highlight I watched.
Listen, my guy, Sports with Coleman, is a made man in Baltimore. You understand? This guy oozes Baltimore sports. He does a podcast with Adam Jones, the old Oriole player. That's how into Baltimore sports the guy is. Okay. Do you understand that? I'm just saying.
Not really, but okay.
You do not believe that this guy and Roberto both pronounce the name the same way, Adley Rushman?
I'm telling you, I watched the highlight name. To see how to pronounce it. That's
this
not
guy's
going to
be a big star. He keeps playing like that. He won't be playing in Baltimore. He'll be playing for the Dodgers, the Yankees, or the Cubs, or one of those.
Yeah,
teams,
great sport, baseball. Yeah.
The Pirates won, Eddie. How about you? He's such a party pooper. Alf the Alien Opiner says, that name the coach game with Eddie was great. Next time, can we play the name all the Twitter accounts that you've muted with Eddie? Oh, wow. Alf seems a little upset that Eddie Garcia has muted his alien account.
How does he know that, by the way?
Likely the fact that you haven't responded to any of his comments for several years.
That's part of the reason why he got muted. Like with people who just like tweet, I just get sick of seeing all their crap. Like Blind Scott, that's how come I muted him.
I muted Blind Scott too. Yeah. But Blind Scott has threatened. You've seen the emails he sent me over the years, Blind Scott. I mean, he's sent some wild stuff, like wild and crazy. I didn't get along with him, but I'm not. I don't need to see his online content. I'm good on that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on, and this portion of the show brought to you by. You guessed it, Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. And let's say hello to Andrea. She's hanging out in Berkeley. Her Oakland A's and New York Mets both won. She's happy about that. But she's here to break down the stars that are around a certain New York Met who's down for the count to begin the year. Hello, Andrea, a Benny Award winner.
Oh, Ben, how are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Lander, but not Verlander, because he's not pitching right now. He's out for a little bit.
Yes, I'd say happy opening day, but not so much if you're a Met fan, I'll tell you.
Well, they won. And as you know, Andrea, the Mets are the all-time winningest team on opening day.
Yes,
the Mets dominate
yes.
opening day.
Yes, good point. I did see that, Ben. That was an interesting stat. But here's the thing with Verlander. He's born February 20th, 1983, and Saturn just went into Pisces, and he's a Pisces. Saturn rules the skeletal system, bones, knees, teeth, joints. So he's kind of downplaying this injury, but I don't think he should. And there's just a cosmic double whammy of Neptune in Pisces to his Mars, a crucial planet for an athlete, rules energy, assertion, aggression. So Neptune to his Mars, and that's going to slow things down. So he's on the IL with a low-grade strain of the teres major, basically a muscle in the armpit area.
Yeah. Nobody knows what that is. We just say the armpit. It's just you. There's a muscle in your armpit and where you put your deodorant. Actually, people don't usually put their deodorant there, but that's, in that area.
Yeah, we're kind of keeping it simple for, regular people. But, he said he's going to continue to play catch, so we won't have to build up his arm. I think he's really downplaying this, and it scares me.
Well, he is downplaying, Andrea, but you know and I know. Baseball players, not exactly Iron Men. They do not, they're not built out of granite, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. Yeah. And he's 40 years old. I mean, that's not old, but in baseball terms. And,
in the real world, it's not old, but in the baseball world, you're a dinosaur.
Right, and they signed him to 2 years, $86.7 million in the offseason to pair him with Scherzer.
That's as much as you're getting, right, to call this show.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I agree. I think they should find a way to pay you. Bad job by them.
I'll tell you, Steve Cohen, we really do need to have our paths crossed here because I know he's got money to burn, but this is just crazy the way he's just spending it.
Oh, you could get a hold of Steve Cohen, the Mets owner, you would be on the payroll and you'd be making mid six figures minimum as an advisor to the Mets if you can get a hold of him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. I mean, I'll see what I can do. I mean, he does seem to reach out to fans.
You got
to
sell the fact that you're a native New Yorker.
Right,
you've got, you know, years of experience dealing with this, and you got to sell it. You got to sell it.
Yeah, no, that's good advice, Ben. I think especially with the season just starting, I think the more information, the better. You know, he's a Gemini. He seems to be open to information. Yeah, I mean, that would be good. You know, it's just, you know, we're used to having DeGrom being injured, and now we got Verlander. So, you know, it's definitely
Buckle up. All right, I got to leave it there, Andrew, but thank you,
Ben.
All right, Virgo in Service on Twitter. And you can say hello to Andrea. She is a Benny Award winner. Absolutely. We've got Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. The best singers, the best one-liners sent in by listeners like yourself. Got a lot of funny people. Very lucky to do this show and very lucky that you listen and you've got a much better sense of humor than I have. And you're kind enough to send me your jokes so we can have some fun. Lame Jokes of the Week. We get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Calling all Maller Militia foot soldiers, we need your helping hand to gain new recruits by posting and tagging Maller Show-related content on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social networks. You're the special ingredient needed to influence others to join our mysterious nocturnal platoon known as the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
Lame jokes of the week. And let's get the party started. Is Weed Man there in Miami? Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
Hey, Ben. Say hello to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. She's not talking, Weed Man. How dare you?
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Weed Man.
She's buying you new teeth,
Stop
Weed Man. Big news.
Me.
Congratulations.
She's with Sancho.
You're getting new teeth, Weed Man. No? Hey, why don't you go to a Marlins game? You can go to a Marlins game for like $8. You should go to a Marlins game.
Yeah.
You don't have $8.
No, that's true. You don't have $8, do you?
I don't. I don't have Netflix, though.
Borrow it from the mice.
Yeah, maybe they'll give it to you. All right, let's get to the jokes. Why do you have, these are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners, why do you have to throw strikes to Lizzo?
I don't know why.
Well, Eddie, you cannot pitch around her. You can't do it. That's Chip. Our buddy Chip in Maine who sent that one in. This one was submitted late, but I think it's kind of amusing. It turns out, according to Rob, Lizzo had a very impressive opening day. She actually hit multiple grand slams, Eddie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, then she walked out of the Denny's. So after that, that was it. All right. Why is it an automatic run every time Lizzo gets on base?
I don't know why.
Well, she always rounds the bases, Eddie. She always rounds the bases. So there is that. Who is Lizzo's favorite Ben Maller Show regular caller?
I don't know. Who's her favorite?
Jed Who Fed. Big fan. Big fan. Do you know that Lizzo has a garden in her backyard? Big news that Lizzo's got a garden.
That is big news.
Yes, she's calling it the Olive Garden, is what she's calling it. She likes the breadsticks. She's a fan. That's Brendan from Boston who sent that one in. Coop, you got any jokes over there, Coop?
No.
Okay, why is Lizzo getting married to a wide receiver?
I don't know why.
Because Brandon Cooks. That's a solid joke. That's perfect for me.
That was not funny.
That is a great joke. I like that joke. Why did Lizzo break up with Whoopi Pie Blair in Maine?
I don't know. Why would she want to do that?
Well, he's a small fry, Eddie. That's a happy man. Yeah. All right. What did Hawaii say when Lizzo said she was coming over for a private luau?
Oh no!
They said we've never dug a pit that big. They said that's Silver Todd, comedian, with that one. And did you hear that Lizzo is imitating the NBA to reduce her carb intake?
Oh, is that right?
Yes, at every meal, she'll be practicing loaf management, Eddie. So, that's a good joke. That's Gordon in Tacoma who sent that one in. These are Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Time now for the mini Weed Man radio roast. Are you ready, Weed Man?
Let's do it.
All right.
Are you honored that the people despise you so much they send jokes in every week?
Yeah? Great.
All right. This guy Art says he wrote in. He says you guys really need to stop putting Weed Man on the lame jokes.
Oh yeah, why is that? Yeah.
He says he Weed Man, you bring nothing according to this guy. What do you have to say to Art, Weed Man?
Leave me alone.
Okay, that's fair enough to me. Why did they decide not to sell solar powered Weed Man hippie dolls? Why did they decide to sell or not sell? I still don't know.
Why would they do that?
Well, they decided not to sell solar-powered Weed Man hippie dolls because they didn't work, Eddie. So that's why they didn't work. That's a chip in the queues. How helpless is Weed Man?
I don't know. How helpless is he?
He is so helpless that Jay Scoop has decided to leave the Ukraine and instead fly to Miami to help him out.
Alex, the joke.
Why is Weed Man welcomed everywhere?
I don't know. Why is he welcomed everywhere?
Because no matter where he goes, he's always right at home. That's Alex the Cynical. Did you know that Weed Man is a no good, low life sack of crap, Eddie?
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know all that.
No, I just wanted to make sure you know. That's from Tony. That's Tony who sent that in.
That's Man, Cool's favorite. You gotta be joking.
All right. What do Lizzo and Weed Man have in common?
I couldn't tell you.
They both have a foul mouth, Eddie. A foul mouth. Did you hear that Eddie Murray has the record for the most sack flies all time in baseball?
I heard you say that the other day, yeah.
On a related note, Weed Man Hippie has the record for the most flies around his sack. So there is that. Big Cape Cod paper boy. Where can you find wheels that can help you get away from the FTX lawsuits? That's TireShack.com, Eddie. That's from Kurt from Earth. Thank you, Weed Man. Lame jokes of the week.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
best of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.